Good afternoon. We are enjoying another dry and sunny day across the region, although, again, some smoke from the western wildfires is filtering some of that sunshine out. Still, with an increasing and at times gusty south to southwest wind flow, high temperatures will be milder than recent days and reach into the upper 60s and lower 70s on average for daytime highs. That high will continue to depart tonight. It'll remain dry with partly cloudy skies, and temperatures will not be as cool, with lows dropping back into the 50s. The next front will head in our direction for Thursday, and we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds. This front does not have a lot of moisture associated with it, but we do run the risk at a couple of passing showers on Thursday afternoon and into the evening. Behind the front, a new area of high pressure will build in for the day on Friday, which will be mostly sunny. A northwesterly breeze will keep temperatures in the mid-60s. In fact, that dry, cool high pressure center will dominate through the upcoming weekend, keeping the weather sunny for both Saturday and Sunday with a very fall-like feel, as highs will only be in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine will continue into next week with mostly sunny skies in the mid-60s on Monday and a mix of sun and clouds back into the upper 60s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Sally, which made landfall at 5:45 a.m. this morning near Gulf Shores, Alabama, as a Category 2 hurricane with winds of 105 miles per hour. Sally is now located just north of Gulf Shores. Historic flooding remains likely from Sally, with extreme life-threatening flash flooding through tomorrow along portions of the northern Gulf Coast, as the hurricane is expected to produce 10 to 20 inches of rainfall with isolated amounts of 35 inches along and just inland of the central Gulf Coast from west of Tallahassee to Mobile Bay. In addition, this rainfall will lead to widespread moderate to major flooding on area rivers. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Brawley, California, to a low of 22 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-70s, Boston sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees. The average low, 52. The record high, 92, set in 1939. And the record low, 32, in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 6:37 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:02 p.m. 12 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with a passing shower possible, lower 70s. Mostly sunny, breezy on Friday, mid-60s. More sunshine both Saturday and Sunday in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny on Monday, mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds staying dry into Tuesday with highs in the upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.